morning we're continuing Chayotim Klalam and Aleph, and we learned Simon Ches yesterday about the lachas of answering Amen to the bracha of the Ola, and the Balkare waiting until the Amen has been finished from everybody who's listening, because everybody has to be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So a similar place where this discussion is discussed in Halacha is in regards to Chazaras HaShatz. So the Gemara talks about something referred to as Amen Yesoma, an Amen which is orphans, and there are two basic explanations of what Amen Yesoma means, and the Shulchan Aruch follows one, and the Ramah expands upon that and brings a second one as well. One explanation of Amen Yesoma is that the person pauses before responding, like we mentioned yesterday, that Reuven says a bracha, he finishes saying the bracha, and then Shimon, instead of saying Amen immediately, he waits for a period of time until he responds, so that this Amen that he's saying is not clearly connected back to the bracha because of the pause. So the Amen, as it were, stands by itself, so it's orphaned. The Shulchan Aruch, however, brings a different shot in the Amen Yesoma, and he says in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet that if the person says Amen and he's not exactly clear of what he's responding to, So similarly, the Amen is standing by itself. It's not really a response to a bracha, because he's not aware what the bracha is. So how can his Amen be a response to the bracha? So in that sense, the Amen is an Amen Yesoma. The Amen is the Amen standing by itself, not connected to the bracha at all. Now, the question is this an issue only in a bracha where you're trying to be Yotzei, or even in any bracha at all? Number one. Number two, how do we look at Chazaras HaShatz? I.e., Chazaras HaShatz originally was instituted as a way for the tzivah to be Yotzei. So when it was instituted, that's a bracha where you're being Motzi somebody. Nowadays, we are davening by ourselves and we're not being Yotzei with the chasen. But since we're keeping the tekana in place, which was once upon a time, and when it was instituted as a bracha being moitzi, so do we deal with this as a bracha being moitzi or not being moitzi? So the Shulchan Aruch says that in a case where you're chayiv in a bracha and the shatz is making that bracha and you don't hear what he's saying, even though you know what bracha he's saying, so you can't answer amen because amen yasoma. Ramah adds, some say even a case where you're not mechuyev in the bracha, so you cannot say amen if you do not know which bracha he's saying it on. But if you know which bracha he's saying it on, that's sufficient according to the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch said you have to actually hear it. You have to actually hear it to answer amen. So the amen over here is the amen of a person being yotzei. So that means, the way the Shulchan Aruch understands it, that means that the chazan has to wait till everybody says amen to go weiter, because like we said over here, when it's an amen which has to be completed that the people which are listening can hear the next part, you have to pause and wait. So the Shulchan Aruch continues, that's in Sif Ches. In Sif Ches it says, in Yesh Ksas Meha'onim Shema Rechen Yersimidai Ein Tzarech Lahamtin Hamavarech Lahamtin Lahem. If they are extending their amen too long, you do not need to wait. But anybody who's saying the main in the proper amount of time, the chazan has to wait before he continues in the Chazaras HaShatz. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, this is all talking about a case where the bracha is not a bracha that you're being moitzi then. Because nowadays the mitzvah, we're not being yotzi with Chazaras HaShatz. But a case where you're being moitzi the people with the bracha, even if the people, some people are extending the main for too long, you still have to wait for them. Relevant cases, this is Kiddush Friday night. I mean, once you, the people which are listening to me, they say Amen to Prepi Agafen, I cannot continue the next bracha of Kiddush until everybody's finished saying Amen. In that situation, or any situation where I'm being moitzi somebody in more than one bracha, I'm going to have to pause in between. Now, in regard to the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, so this, the Be'er Halacha points out that this is going to be a machloikus, how we deal with that, like we said before. Do we deal with this as a bracha that you're being moitzi or not? And therefore, preferably, even in that situation, so maybe this is like a bracha chiyuvus that we have to wait for everybody to finish answering amen. The Mishnah Berurah says one other thing. He says that in a case where the chazan did not pause, the tzibur does not answer amen anymore. Because they're not answering amen to the bracha. The bracha is finished. It's gone. So again, it's a form of amen yisoma. That means the chazan, by continuing and not waiting, made everybody lose the amen. So that's usher to do, for the chazan to run ahead and be mafsa the tzibur, the answering of amen, the halachic answering of amen in that situation, because the first bracha is gone. Now, that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shari Tshuva. He does bring this as a machlokes, and there are some opinions which say that you do not lose the amen in that situation, but the Mishnah Berurah does not bring that other opinion. He just brings the opinion that of the Shari Tshuva, which holds that it's a problem that if the chazan proceeds, doesn't pause, the tzibur is no longer allowed to answer amen, and the chazan is held responsible for being mafsid the tzibur for answering amen. Have a good day.